Welcome to the Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians 1 verse 12 reads like this, "So that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory." Now remember from verse 11, what Paul has in mind here is the predestination or the salvation of His people. God does this according to the counsel of His will, according to verse 11. So that we who are the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory. And I think the main point of this verse, what it is really trying to communicate to us today, 2,000 years after this is written, is that those of us who are saved by Christ, those of us who hope in Christ, do so to the praise of His glory, and more foundationally, that is the reason that God has saved us, for the praise of His own glory. Now you might be asking, is this a little self-aggrandizing of God? Is this a little selfish or egoistic of God to want the praise of His own glory to be the purpose for which He does everything, and even the purpose for which we are saved? It's an understandable question. But I think what we need to consider is that God wants for His creation, for His people, the very best thing. And that would be to praise and experience His glory. Okay? That is what we are made for. By virtue of being made in the image of God, humans are built to worship. They are built to praise. Some of us praise money, fame, status, relationships, but what we were built to really and truly praise and to find our deepest humanity and fulfillment and joy in is the praise of our Creator in whose image we are made. That is the only thing that can fulfill us. That is the only thing that can bring us everlasting joy, and a joy and purpose that can withstand suffering and tragedy, and also joy and success in our own personal lives. So as we move into this day, I wonder if you might think of some areas that you might be finding your identity in things other than God and in His glory. Areas where you might be placing your worth as a person in a test score, in a paycheck, in a position, in a status, in an acceptance letter, in a relationship. None of those things are bad, but none of them can handle the weight that we put on them when we ask them to make up our entire identity. Only the triune God of the Bible can do that, because He's the only one in whose image we are made. So when you're tempted to place your foundation on something created, on something that you have done or you might experience or you take part in, remember that, as Augustine said, we were made for God and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in Him. So find your rest in Christ today, Christian, and experience the joy and fulfillment and purpose that comes with that. We'll see you next time.